I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, the story of North Korea's spectacularly ruinous response to the Olympics staged by their neighbor to the south in 1988. But right now, it's time for my conversation with Charlie Pierce about the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
In the ongoing Olympics, some of the favorites have prevailed. Chloe Kim and Michaela Schifrin are among the athletes who were expected to excel, and they have done that, except when Michaela Schifrin didn't. So no sure things, right?
Absolutely not. I thought we were going to start right off with snowboard crosser Skeleton, my two favorite events.
They are alarming in the extreme every time
snowboard
I see
snowboard cross, baby. I'm telling you, roll bandages. I love that thing. And short track.
Among the intriguing backstories is Mirai Nagasu's work history, Charlie. Ms. Nagasu helped the U.S. figure skating team win a bronze medal in the team competition, and in doing so became the first U.S. woman to land a triple axel at the Olympics. She had previously skated in a Colorado Avalanche jersey.
That's right. She was an ice performer for the Colorado Avalanche.
So I refused
to use the word ice girl because it's demeaning. But as in all great stories, somewhere at the heart of this one is hockey.
Just days before the bobsled competition was scheduled to begin, there was a dispute over who owned the sled the Jamaican women's team would use. What is this all about?
Well, the coach quit.
Yeah.
And having quit, threatened to take the sled away.
It's my ball and I'm going to take it home.
I'm taking my sled and I'm picking up my sled and taking it home. Luckily, though, Red Stripe Beer stepped in and bought the sled for the Jamaican women, so they will slide.
That's good. And they don't have to slide down the chute on a loner.
That's exactly right.
That's good.
Or on a rug.
Which might be entertaining.
Well, yeah,
albeit slower.
I don't want to give them any more ideas.
You covered the 1988 Olympics, also in South Korea, correct?
I did.
And you followed these games from home base. Do you find yourself wishing you were in South Korea this time around?
Yes, because I've never covered a Winter Olympics, and I have always wanted to. Because, let's face it, Bill, this is where the maniac sports car. This is where the maniac sports go to play.
So nothing crazier than going downhill fast.
I love the Winter Olympics because it always seems like they made up the event five minutes before they came on television. I mean, how does somebody come up with snowboard cross?
I love it. LeVar Ball, the father of three young basketball players, announced that if the Lakers, for whom his oldest son, Lonzo, currently plays, don't sign his other two sons, LeVar is going to find an NBA team that will employ all three of them. The Lakers have got to be at the point where they regret signing Lonzo Ball.
Not just that, but I mean, there is no NBA team that is going to put all three, even if they were great, which they're not, the three Ball brothers together and have to put up with Pops. There's no chance of that. He's going to have to start his own franchise.
The Atlanta Hawks are in the bottom of the NBA's Eastern Conference, but they're scoring big points with a couple who met during a team-sponsored Tinder night, and now the Hawks are hosting their wedding celebration and paying the bill for the whole thing. Playoffs, no, matchmaking future, yeah!
This has been a huge thing in professional sports this week. The Vegas Golden Knights.
Your favorite team.
My favorite team. did one of those, you know, put the proposal up on the screen? And those people got married that night.
I hope they were planning on doing it anyway. I really hope they at least knew each other. Sidney Crosby scored his 400th goal last Sunday. Pretty good for 13 seasons.
Yeah. If you had asked me to bet, I would not have bet that Sidney Crosby's been in the league for 13 years. Mm. That's pretty amazing.
Context is all. And yeah. If we want to talk about people who've really scored a lot of goals, I think Sidney Crosby is number 95.
Yeah, he's getting there, though. Don't worry about it.
This week, Notre Dame lost 21 football games that they had played 5 and 6 years ago. How'd that happen?
It had to vacate the football wins from 2012 and 2013 because a student trainer was found to have done some homework for two Notre Dame players and provided, quote-unquote, impermissible academic benefits to another six. So there was some academic fraud going on here, but it sure took a long time to settle down. I would like to confess now for the record that when I was a college student, I used to write papers for money for people in, like, engineering school who didn't know how to write. So yeah. I don't want the 1977 NCAA championship to be taken away because I didn't do it for any basketball players.
Well, but there's got to be an engineering championship
just,
in there somewhere.
I did it for some schmoes in the engineering school.
Finally, Charlie, there didn't seem to be anything odd about Suleiman Al-Fahim of Abu Dhabi acquiring the English soccer team in Portsmouth back in 2009. Lots of wealthy folks from that part of the world own teams in the UK and elsewhere. But the owner's wife checked her bank statements and oops.
Several million dollars were missing. First of all, can I just say that Abu Dhabi is the country that is the most fun to say in the world? Anyway, the Abu Dhabian looted his wife's bank account to buy the team, hoping to flip it so fast that she wouldn't notice. She wouldn't notice. And now he's going to go to FIFA jail, wherever that is.
You can find the sports by FIFA jail. It's almost as much fun to say as Abu Dhabi.
That's right. I think it's in the Phantom Zone.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on All New Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.